Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there.
Stardate, May 6th. The gusty winds of spring make it a good season for flying a kite, but you might not want to try it on the planet WASP-127b. It would be hard to hang on. Winds high above the surface blow at an astounding 20,000 miles per hour, 100 times faster than winds in the strongest Category 5 hurricanes on Earth. The star, WASP-127, is a lot like the Sun, but the planet isn't much like any planet in the solar system. It's much wider than Jupiter, the largest planet, but it's only 1/6 of Jupiter's mass. That makes it one of the puffiest planets yet seen. WASP-127b was discovered because it passes in front of its parent star every 4 days. As it does so, starlight filters through the atmosphere. Astronomers use that effect to learn something about the atmosphere. Recent observations revealed that material in the upper atmosphere is moving extremely fast, blown by the fastest winds yet seen on any planet. The observations also suggested that there's a big temperature difference between the dawn and evening skies, more than 300 degrees Fahrenheit. One more reason the planet isn't a good place to fly a kite. The WASP-127 system is in the constellation Sextans, the sextant. This evening, it's well to the lower right of the Moon, but the system is more than 500 light-years away, so the star is too faint to see without a telescope. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.